Panera now delivers. So you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever. For lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. St. Louis Bread Company. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would encourage that, and you may dial 347-850-1100, again, 347-850-1100, and we are really excited today to be speaking with the Executive Director of Adoption Associates, Michelle Dykema. Michelle, are you with us?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for being on Adoption Focus today. I know that you have a wealth of experience and some wonderful information to share. So maybe if you wouldn't mind, we could get started with you just sharing a little bit about your personal background and experience with adoption.
Sure. Okay, so I've been here as the executive director now since April 1, so new to this position. Prior to that, I had been working as the director of professional services at Adoption Associates, and in total, I've worked in adoption for about 15 years, doing a number of things. I started off right after grad school at Adoption Associates as a contractual caseworker, doing home studies and post-adoption reports, working with adoptive families, and over the years took on some other responsibilities, worked in developing the China Waiting Child program here, worked in the China program, the Russia program, some of the other international programs, went on to do some program development and program management for a while at another agency, and have now been back with AI for a few years, doing a number of things, management, and also occasionally still writing home studies. So that's sort of it personally or professionally, and then personally, as I think is true for many of us that work here, adoption is personal too. So that side of my experience here, I grew up knowing about adoption. My mom was adopted when she was an infant, so back, I don't think she's listening, so I'll say 1950, and so she was adopted as an infant. I grew up knowing that she was adopted and that my grandparents had adopted her. When I was a teenager, my parents adopted my two younger brothers. So I have two brothers who are adopted from South Korea. And that happened for me at a time of life that was just very, you know, impactful. I remember watching the caseworker taking notes during the home study visits and thinking, wow, I wonder if I could do that someday. What a great kind of job she has. And I went on and really focused on learning about adoption through my projects in college and grad school. And, just always have had an interest in adoption and all the aspects of it. I mean, of course, the adoptive parent perspective, but also, of course, the adoptee perspective and the birth parent perspective. So while I was working here a number of years ago, 10 years ago, my husband and I adopted our daughter then through the agency from China. So My youngest daughter is now 12 years old and has been with us for 10 years.
Awesome.
A great experience, too.
So you've been in the trenches, so to speak, both professionally and personally with adoption. So I think that probably gives you a unique insight as well. Maybe let's talk about the mission and the history of Adoption Associates for those maybe that are listening in that aren't familiar with our agency. Kind of bring us up to speed with that.
Right. So our mission, we operate from a Christian perspective on adoption, believing that we've all been adopted into God's kingdom through Jesus, and want to model that in our work and serve in a Christ-like manner, too, when we're interacting with our clients, with really the public, too, when we're promoting adoption and educating the public about adoption. So want to really focus on the positive and life-affirming message that adoption is, that it gives a real positive and hopeful option, particularly for birth parents who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. So historically here, we've been around, for over 25 years, and really have been intentional that our focus is on adoption. So we're really purely an adoption agency. We do not receive government funding. We do not have other social service programs. We do adoption, and so I think that makes us very good at it, and I think our record shows that. So we've got now 24 staff in the U.S. In total nation or worldwide. We have 30 staff members. We have some staff in the countries that we're working in, and you mentioned earlier we've done nearly 5,200 placements in our 25 years, so I think that's something to be proud of.
It is, indeed. So currently, obviously I'm a caseworker with the agency, and we do have the four areas that we work in, our offices throughout the state of Michigan. So I know here in the Saginaw area where I'm at, I've got a lot going on, and I enjoy what I do. But if you could give us a broader perspective of current happenings within our agency.
Sure. Yeah, it's exciting times. We respond to what we see happening around us, and also looking to see where we can be right on the cutting edge. Really, historically, our focus has been on being personally responsive to the clients we serve. We want to be readily available, particularly to expectant parents, those people facing unplanned pregnancies, but also to families looking for adoption options, too, to grow their family. So, of course, historically, we've relied on advertising through things like the Yellow Pages and having our phone listed and phone numbers listed in various places. But increasingly, we're relying on social media and online presence. So want to be as responsive as we can to however clients, potential clients are reaching out to us, including phone calls, emails, texts. We have a chat feature on our website. We want to make our website be as user-friendly as possible for anyone looking for information. And then really, as we've done throughout our 25 years, being on just at a moment's notice, ready to respond and go out and make those personal visits with especially those young women who are facing unplanned pregnancies, wherever they are, at their homes. Maybe they're already at the hospital delivering. We want to be there as quickly as we can to be able to provide the information that they're looking for. We've been doing some, this is really kind of exciting and new over the last year or so. As you know, Jennifer, the 1 hour in-service presentations that we're now offering throughout the state. So these are training sessions that we are providing to those entities that also have contact with folks who might be facing unplanned pregnancy. So reaching out to hospital staff and crisis pregnancy centers, and we're doing these all over the whole state. Some of them that we have coming up, there is one today in Jackson. We've done these in Lansing, Alpena, Mount Pleasant, Benton Harbor, Midland, Detroit area, Grand Rapids. These are being really well received. We're getting a lot of great feedback, and I think that we are doing an excellent job then of providing the most up-to-date information, most accurate information on adoption planning for those professionals in those settings. So that's an exciting thing. We're working on some translating some of our materials into Spanish for some of those populations that we, low concentrations that we see around the state, where we really want to be as responsive as we possibly can be. And then our outreach that we're doing continues. This is something that we really have always focused on and are always looking to make new connections and new relationships in communities around us, but reaching out to places like those crisis pregnancy centers, hospitals. We're getting out and doing presentations at high schools, colleges, universities, making connections at local churches, the health departments in each of our communities, methadone clinics, the jails, just a whole host of places where we're developing those relationships and making sure that information, positive, life-affirming information is available for women there.
And that's something that I personally enjoy so much about my work, is being able to do that and, you know, to see the benefits of that, not only for professionals and gaining information, but then their ability to forward that on kind of on the front line, so to speak, with the clients. So it's a great thing. We kind of joke, some of us, it's not really a joke, I guess, but the lunch and learns, because so many times in the field of social services and at the doctor's offices and the practices where we're going in the nursing, they just don't simply have a lot of time sometimes for lunch. And so a lot of the time this is done over lunch, which is great. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to get the information out there and we'll do that as we can. So lunch and learns are a lot of fun for us as well. Let's talk about getting involved, how the community can get involved, how adoptive families or birth parents even can become more involved with Adoption Associates if they're interested.
Yeah, we have lots of ways to get connected, and we really welcome anyone to join us in our efforts. We do host a gala twice a year. We host a spring gala that just happened on the east side of the state. And then this fall, October 8, we're hosting a gala on the west side of the state here in Grand Rapids that will be held at Frederick Meyer Gardens, October 8. So that's a really exciting time. Fun time to come together, just a lot of enthusiasm and excitement around the work of adoption, particularly the work of Adoption Associates. We have a really fun event coming up. We do a 5K run and really open to those more dedicated runners, but also anyone wanting to walk it, children. It's a lot of fun. And that's being held on September 3, and that's going to be in Portland. So that's a really fun time for just even if you want to experience just a little of that excitement and a celebration around adoption. We have
the kids' fun run, too, don't we?
Yeah, the kids fun run. So we've got kids there, we've got adoptive families there, we've got a really wonderful, lovely group of birth moms that come out and run that that event together. So really fun time there. And then, of course, all of our social media avenues, connect with us on Facebook, follow us there, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we're there. And then, of course, this radio show. So, Jennifer, we're so grateful that you are taking this on and that you're sharing your gift with the public through this radio show, too.
Thank you. And two, I was going to say about the 5K and the fun run and all that, we would want to invite, I think, just about anybody that was interested out. I'm a non-runner, and I know I have a great time every year. So I would say to those that are listening, even if you're a non-runner, there are plenty of ways to contribute or be involved, and we'd love to see you out there. You can call the offices for more information on that. What about Michelle, as our executive director, what you see as our future, the direction that we're headed in, maybe some of the goals and the vision for Adoption Associates as we move forward into, you know, the rest of this year and 2017?
Sure. Yeah. Really consistently here over the years, and it's one of the important pieces for me taking over here as the executive director, for us to just really be the premier agency in Michigan, having just top-notch information available to anyone who's connecting with us, being responsive to clients no matter what their questions or needs are, and then making those personal connections with any of that, what we refer to as the adoption triad, any of those members, so the adoptees, the adoptive family, and the birth family. And so just wanting to have wonderful connections with all of those triad members, and then continuing to develop those relationships and connections that we have in our communities, those partnerships, and growing those. And there's always new and up and coming agencies and outreach groups, and wanting to be connected with those, because they're also serving often many of the same people we are. We want to grow our international programs too, and I think that historically here, what we have done with domestic adoption in Michigan, we can transfer those best practices to other parts of the world. So I think that's going to be the new model, really, in international adoption, that more and more we're going to see international programs looking like how we do adoption in the United States. And we have that 25-year history to be able to bring to that conversation. So that's exciting.
Well, it sounds very exciting. And what about families who have utilized Adoption Associates services, or birth parents who've utilized our services? What sort of relationship is available, or do you view, for those families with our agency? Is the adoption complete, and what happens with them, I guess, with us in your viewpoint down the road?
Sure. Yeah, we are always connected with the adoption triad members. So we get phone calls and emails from adoptees who are now reaching adulthood and looking for information about their adoption, and we're happy to connect with them and talk them through the process, if depending on what their degree of openness in their own adoption was. We can we've got staff that are really willing and able to walk alongside them and help them with what they're looking for and what they're needing, what they hope to gain, and doing some exploration of search and reunion in adoption. And same with birth families. And over the years, how the relationships look between birth family and adoptive family have changed, really, from historically being more closed to now being more open. But over the years, then, of course, we have these families and adoptees and birth parents contacting us and wanting to make connections. So we're always happy to help make those connections as best we can, and give some counseling and guidance around what those relationships look like. Each of our offices offers birth parent support groups also. And so a lot of times these are maybe women who have placed a child for adoption maybe within the last few years, but occasionally we have someone participate in a group like that who's placed a child many years ago, and we really value those voices tremendously, not only because it informs our work, but it also really, I think, can be an inspiration and a model, a mentor kind of voice for the birth moms that we're currently working with or the ones who maybe have placed a child more recently.
Absolutely. And I know on the show here, we've had some birth mothers who have placed made previous adoptive placements who have come and shared their stories on our radio show. And in a couple of weeks, we have another one. And those are very powerful testimonies from those young women. And we get a lot of feedback from the public about listening to their stories and their experience and the wisdom that they've gained through the process. So, yeah, well, I would encourage people to listen in for those stories as well.
Yeah, great.
Anything else, Michelle? I think we're getting close to time for a wrap up, but is there anything else you feel that was important that we haven't already talked about?
Oh, I think we hit on just about everything. We're always looking for feedback on what's new and up and coming and developing in the world of adoption, and welcome input from listeners that way. And I'm looking forward to this year and the years to come here as I'm in this position now. So yeah, it's exciting.
We're excited to have you. And I will say, as an employee of Adoption Associates, the one thing that has struck me over the years is how our staff truly cares about our clients. I feel like that is something that gets us up every morning and excited about the work that we do, trying to impact the lives of others in a positive way through adoption. So thank you, Michelle, so much for being on the show today. I know that you shared a lot of information and a lot of exciting information about what's to come with our agency. So thank you very much. And for our listeners that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you may call us at 800-677-2367 or connect with us at adoptionassociates.net. We're looking forward to next week when we speak with Beverly Steenblick, who is a host parent, and she's going to share with us why not to fear host care, which is such an exciting topic, and so many of our clients have questions about host care and what is host care and how does all of that work. So everyone, please listen in. And for now, thanks again for tuning in. This is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever. For lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. St. Louis Bread Company. Food as it should be.